To Pakistan now, where former Prime Minister Imran Khan isn't giving up on his bid for re-election. He's leading a march on the capital Islamabad in what he calls a battle for freedom. I asked our correspondent in Pakistan, Kaswar Klasra, when the march is going to begin.
Yes, you have rightly pointed out, former Prime Minister Imran Khan is not, backing down, and rather, in a widely addressed, televised, the press conference, he has announced that his party would be holding March on 25. And in fact, he has given a call to the party members and the workers to begin March on May 25, 2020. Since his order from power, Imran Khan has been pushing for re-election. And today in the press conference, he said that a march would have two primary demands: when the assembly would be dissolved and an election day. Now, let me tell you, the former prime minister called for free and fair, transparent election and added that if the nation were to bring the corrupt government back into the power, then he would accept it.
Yeah, and moving away from that, there's been arrests in what's being described as an honour killing of two women. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, unfortunately, this honour killing has been, doing the run in Pakistan since 1947. And in a fresh bone-chilling story of the murder of two Pakistani sisters of Pakistan origin in Gujarat and Pakistani Punjab on Sunday, they were killed cold-bloodedly. And fortunately, the police in Pakistan has arrested six people in connection with the murder, and the investigation revealed the sisters were killed by their relatives.
Yeah, awful stuff. Moving to Afghanistan, Taliban have ordered female television presenters to cover up, haven't they? That came into force on Sunday. What's happening there?
Well, women presenters and reporters on television channel in Afghanistan went on air with their faces covered on Sunday in line with Taliban order. The day before, let me tell you, some of them had defied the edict and kept their faces visible. However, according to a credible journalist over there, I spoke to him. According to him, the women working in television had resisted, but their employers bowed down before Taliban, and they come under pressure. After seizing power last year, let me tell you, the Taliban have increasingly imposed restrictions on women's lives in the recent week. And wearing hijab and face covering with women presented and reported on the news bulletin and other programs across popular news channels. But this is what's happening in Afghanistan, and that has ranked a long bell in the European and the European Western and the American state as well. So this is what's happening in Afghanistan, and we heard that American and other human rights groups had reacted to illegal Taliban decree. This is what's happening in Afghanistan, and I can tell you what the moment is.
Yeah, Kaswar Klasra from Pakistan there.